God has a way of making places, people, and things famous. There are some places that you would not have heard about if God had not visited them. You would not have heard about Bethlehem if Jesus had not been born there. You never heard of Nazareth if Jesus had not come from there. You never would have heard of that lad with the lunch if Jesus had not took it and multiplied it and made fish out of fish. You never would have heard of Calvary if Jesus had not died on Calvary. Yes, Jesus has a way. He has a way of making places, people, and things famous just by his appearance. Am I right about it? To be very honest with you, he made you famous.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And he made me famous just by living on the inside of every one of us.
Yes.
Because when the Lord comes into your life, got me Holy Spirit, he changes your life. You have a new inspiration.
Yes.
A new aspiration. Yeah. You start looking with a new observation because all things have passed away and become all things have become what? Have become new. Jesus has a way of making famous people that nobody knows just by living on the inside of them. Now, Beulah, this is an unusual place. It's a place, first of all, of prophecy, because this place was predicted a long time ago before God of Jesus even got there. As a matter of fact, the prophet spoke about it in Isaiah, saying, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." Then he says in Isaiah 53, he was wounded. Some Bible readers in here for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. The prophet has prophesied about this place called Calvary. Jesus preached about this place. I wish I had something in there. Jesus said in Matthew 16 and 21, "The time has come when the Son of Man shall be crucified and die and rise again on the third day." He preached about that place. And God planned that place because in Revelation 13 and 8, he said, "The Son of Man was slain before the foundation of the world."
Yes.
It was at this place where God had planned it and Jesus had preached it and the prophets had prophesied about this unusual place.
Oh, yes.
It's a place of prophecy. But it's also a place of pain. Because here at this particular place called Calvary, it was the pain of the sinners. Because Jesus died. His death can be categorized in four different categories. Watch this. First of all, his death was natural. It was unnatural. It was preternatural. And it was supernatural. Well, what are you talking about? It was natural because he died. Didn't he die? It was unnatural because he died without committing any sin. It was preternatural because his death was predetermined. Oh, y'all didn't hear me. And it was supernatural because no man took his life. Yeah, he laid it down. Am I right about it? It was a pain of sinners, but it was also a pain of separation. Because at this place, something happened that has never happened before in life. Because before creation began and creation ended, God the Father, God the Son had been separated. They were always together. Listen, in Genesis 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning was God. Now, in Hebrew, the word of God is Elohim. And the word Elohim is a plural noun, not like the English language, because singular means one. Plural means two or more. Am I right about it? But in the Hebrew, singular means one, dual means two, and plural means three or more. So he was saying, I said, in the beginning, God. But what he was really saying, in the beginning, three or more. I get this thing. Created the heavens and the earth. I wish I had some help in here. Just a little bit more help. And we know who the three are. I hope you do. Because in Genesis 1 and 2 says, and the Spirit moved. And when the word Spirit is spelled with a capital S, preach about it, that means that the Holy Spirit, which means the Spirit Father, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they were there in creation. But then John 1 and 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. And John 14 tells us who the Word is. He said, the Word was made flesh. And dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, that the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So when we know the Father and the Son was there in creation face to face. As a matter of fact, they were face to face from the beginning of time. And we'll be face to face until the end of time. Except at this place. When they got to this particular place called Calvary, God the Father had to turn his back on.
Because the only conqueror of sin, S-I-N,
said, all unrighteousness. John 1, first John 2 and 1 says, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. But if you sin, we have an advocate with the Father. His name is Jesus Christ, the righteous. It is the pain of sin. The pain of separation. It's the pain itself. God sent his Son through pain just for me and for you. It was a mental suffering. It was a physical suffering. It was an emotional suffering, because not like us. Jesus knew what was going to happen before it happened. I wish I know this is not one of the old shouts. As a matter of fact, he talked about it from the time he opened his mouth until he ended on the cross. Listen to him in Luke 2 and 49. Wish ye not that I must be about my Father's business. And remember, his Father's business was to die on the cross. Listen to it. In John 3 and 14, he says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so much the Son of Man be lifted up. Hear what he says in John 12 and 32. And if I be lifted up from the earth, he said, I'll draw all men unto me. Y'all heard him say that, didn't you? Listen to him in Matthew 16 and 20, 21. The time has come that the Son of Man shall suffer, be crucified, die.
Didn't he die?
But rise again on the third day. He talked about his dying even while he was young. I wish I had some help this morning. Matter of fact, everywhere he went would remind him what he had to deal with when he got to that place. Every day he worked in the carpenter's shop. And when he see wood, it would remind him of one day he would have to hang on that cross. Every day he saw nails, it would remind him of the nails that one day would go in his hands and in his feet. Every time he walked around in the garden and saw those roses, it reminded him of the thorns of the roses had that would be placed on his head. Every time he saw some people walking around, he knew who would forsake him. He knew who would deny him. He knew Judas would sell him out. I wish I could have talked to Judas now. I would ask him, what kind of self are you? You a sick man, but you sold your doctor for 30 pieces of silver. You're hungry and you're in a starving land, but you sold your bread for 30 pieces of silver. You were in trouble, but you sold your lawyer for 30 pieces.